Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
From the studios of New York Public Radio and live on Facebook, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. We've been really lucky over the past decade or so to have occasional visits from Juana Molina, the Argentine musician. She walked away from a hit sitcom back in Argentina when she was gaining fame as an actress to concentrate on her music. And she's gone from strength to strength over the course of 7 albums. The most recent is called Halo, or Halo. And it brings Juana Molina and her band back to our WNYC studios for another soundcheck appearance and a song called Kosoko. Here is Juana Molina.
Thank you.
That is Juana Molina and her band live here in the Soundcheck studio in a song called Kosoko from the latest album called Alo or Halo, with Odin Schwartz playing keyboards, guitar, some backing vocals, and behind our drum kit in the corner, Diego Lopez de Arcaute. Juana Molina, welcome back to Soundcheck. It's great to see you again.
Thank you very much for having me again.
I'm so glad to see you guys having fun playing a song that you probably have played 100 times or more by now.
Probably. Yeah, especially if we count the rehearsals.
Yeah. What is that rhythm? That kind of, it almost sounds like a Brazilian, almost like a capoeira kind of rhythm.
Does it?
Yeah, that sounds like a berimbau, you know, the one string.
Oh, the sound, you mean.
Yeah.
Oh. I never thought about that, ever.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but you know, that's the good thing about music, that you do it and then people feel whatever.
Absolutely.
They do.
But it sounds like, you know, on an album that's full of trippy, strange, you know, sonic excursions, this song sounds very sort of rooted, you know, like it might have a kind of folk rhythm at its base.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sometimes maybe it's what I am that makes me do this music.
Yeah. What does Kosoko mean?
Kosoko.
It means
Kosoko.
Right.
Yeah.
There are also songs on the record that have no words at all,
yes,
where it's just, you know, kind of sounds and
stuff.
Yeah,
because the idea was, it's always been to sing without lyrics, because I feel sometimes that lyrics put the song on the earth again. It loses its abstract magic and that thing that is just musical and nothing that you're saying. But then sometimes I do need lyrics to make the melody have a meaning as well. So when the song doesn't require it, doesn't ask me for lyrics, then I leave it without.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I just have to write something. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that you use the word magic, because it seems like there is a little kind of, is the word bruja?
Yeah, the word bruja, that word, yeah.
I mean, it seems like there's a lot of unusual imagery associated with this record, not just in the sound, but the cover art. What is the significance of the bone that's in so much of the...
Well, the good
it's in a
thing
couple
about,
of the videos.
I know, but the good thing about not having a concept of what you're going to do is that when you're done, again, magically, everything makes sense.
Mm.
For instance, we always make the record covers with Alejandro Ross, and we worked together very hard. And we had already a cover, but I thought that somehow it reminded me too much of older records, I mean, mm-hmm, the previous records. And I said, this is really nice, but I'd like something different. And he got kind of upset because of what I said. Okay, just look at me. Just look at me. And he took a picture with his phone. I said, what are you going to do? Shut up. I'm going to do something on my own. So, okay. And then the next day, he sends me that.
So it's a picture of a human femur, a thigh
bone. Yeah, but I didn't see
that.
With
your eyes looking.
But I didn't see that. I saw a creature.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. That's why I picked that framing of the bone, because I wanted, at first sight, to have this impression, what is this? I didn't know if it was a bird with a huge beak, or I didn't know what it was. And then I said, wait a minute, this is a bone. But it took me a while to understand. And I like that fact as well.
Yeah. And so, somehow it seems to fit
and then
the
it
music.
Did. And then it did with the title as well. Because when Alejandro said, hey, you know what? Alo, the halo is that halo from bones that are, it's not very nice, but what you see is nice, that I think it's a name that I never remember, something like Willow Wisp.
Oh, Will-o'-the-Wisp, yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is for the bones when they are, it's like a green phosphorescent light,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that flows above the ground, not very far away, and it moves or not according to the wind. And it's a very traditional gaucho thing to think that if you saw that, it was a bad sign.
Right.
According if it moved towards you or away from you, so the meaning would change according to that, and we thought everything makes sense.
Yeah.
Good.
And also, you know, the word halo also means kind of like an aura. You know,
yes,
you think
exactly.
of like an angel's halo.
Yeah.
And this piece had two guitars, but much of the album is guitar-free, surprisingly.
Yes.
You know, and it has this kind of aura of wisps of electronics that appear on the edges of your hearing.
Yeah.
Which is really an interesting kind of progression from the last
Thank
record.
You. Yeah. Yes, I don't know. I would like to sing without having something hanging on me. So maybe it's a new path that I am taking.
Yeah. Well, the last record was a lot more electric guitar than the record before that, which was more acoustic.
Yes.
And now here we are moving even further into the field of
into
kind
the
of electro.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This kind of.
Yeah.
Atmospheric void, I guess.
Yes.
The album's called Alo, or Halo, from Juana Molina. And the videos, I mean, the whole package, everything reinforces the idea.
That's what I'm saying. It's just happening, and we say, yes, it fits perfectly well. But it's not something that we thought, okay, we are going to call it Halo.
Right.
We are going to have a bone on the cover. We are going to write songs about magic. Nothing of that happened before. So, well.
But I don't want to give people the wrong idea because this all sounds very dark. And, you know, there are parts of the record that have a dark, nocturnal sound.
Yes.
But it's also shot through with streaks of humor, you know. And a lot of the videos, you know, they might be unsettling, but they're also kind of quirky and funny, it seems.
Yeah, well. I think things should have something a little quirky, because if not, it's just that.
Right.
If it's too straight, once you've seen it, okay, and now what do we do?
Yeah.
It's like to be pretty on a picture. Oh, you're so pretty on this picture.
That's kind of the end of that sentence.
And that's
isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the end of it. There's nothing else.
Right.
So that's why we always try to make covers that have something else than being pretty.
Right.
Actually, I'm not pretty in any of them. But that's the thing. I'd rather be, I don't know, it has something intriguing or...
Right. So your face is like cut in half and the half is reflected. And
for instance, yes, that's for Undia, yeah.
So I notice you've put the guitar down. So do you now, in this next song, get a chance to sing unencumbered by a guitar?
Exactly. Exactly. That's what we are going to do.
The song, This is Paraguaya?
This is Paraguaya.
All right. Once again, another live performance from Juana Molina and her band playing here in our New York studio.
Lo bebió todo, se enamoró.
That is a song called Paraguaya from Juana Molina, with once again Odine Schwartz playing keyboards and some backing vocals, and both acoustic and electronic percussion from Diego Lopez de Arcaute. And Juana, is that a song about the country of Paraguay?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so, but I had to ask at least.
No. It's called Paraguaya because on the demo version, and still in the melody, there's an interval that reminds me of Guarani music, which is some...
the Native American music of that...
That part of the world.
Yeah,
and it... I can't sing anymore. Okay, that's good, because I have to sing one more song.
The highest one.
That thing always reminded me of something from the Guarani people. And so I called it to remember what it was, Paraguaya. And then I kind of liked the name, so I kept it. When I think about Guarani, I think about lots of rainforest and this kind of weather, and I thought that the potions that she makes to make her lover be in love with her and all that stuff was okay with those images I had.
Yeah. So the witch deep in the jungle, brewing up her potions.
Yes.
So the album Alo, or Halo, is the latest from Juana Molina. You are doing a benefit for, it's part of that So Far Sound series for Amnesty International.
Exactly.
You know, for the benefit of refugees and stuff. And this is very much on people's minds in Europe and, of course, here in the States. What about back home in Argentina? I mean, Argentina is a country of immigrants. So are you guys...
It is, absolutely, yes.
Are you guys wrestling with this idea as well?
I don't know. Argentina is a country that is so far away, and it's been always so far away. And so I think it's a very particular country. It's not like any other country that I know. Because of the immigration... And because of what happened before that, all the Spanish going there to rob the gold and silver and everything we had, not we weren't there, but that the Indians had there. And they didn't go to Argentina to make their home there. It's not like Irish or English people coming here. So regardless of what they did when they came.
Right, right.
I don't want to go there, but regardless, they were coming here to build their homes.
Right.
And I've always got this theory of Argentina being such a mess because people that went there didn't go to live there to make the land their home. They just went there to, I don't know the word, saquear.
It was a commercial enterprise, really.
Yeah, it was just for the Spanish crown. So everything, for the people that stayed in the country, they didn't know very well what to do, and they would send supervisors from the crown to see what was happening, and that supervisor in 1610, exactly, came there, and he understood how it was, and said, this is where I should stay. So he made like a little business for himself and sent some things to the crown. So all the very not clean way of doing things was planted back
400
then.
Years ago.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's very hard for us. Then everybody from every different culture were there, and they all make Argentina as our country, there's so many kind of people and so many different cultures converging there that I think it makes us a very particular, very intricate country to figure out how it works.
And you mentioned the Guarani people who are up sort of towards Paraguay and southern Brazil.
But you have mixed in Misiones and all the Mesopotamia part, that we have that same kind of weather and nature, fauna and flora and everything.
Right. What about your people? Where did your family come from? How did they get to Argentina?
Well, my great grandmother came on her own when she was 16 to Argentina, and
from
no
where?
One knows anything about her.
Oh, you don't know
nothing
where she...
at all. She never told anybody, and she got three children from three different men. One of them, apparently, was an Italian. I don't know, someone who came to Argentina for a few months, and he met her, and then they got my grandmother. But that's what we think. And then I had some Spanish and French.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you are part of that melting
pot.
Yes, we
all are.
Yeah, of
we
course.
We all are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Odin Schwartz, what kind
Odin
of Argentine
Schwartz.
Name
exactly.
is that?
Exactly.
Yeah. But that's... You know, the idea of borders in the modern world is kind of silly. You know, you look at people and you just look at the soccer teams and all the different colors and the different types of names on each national team.
Exactly.
And
yes.
It's...
Which I don't like that, actually. I think that, well, that's why the World Cup is with Argentine. I mean, they are all from the same nationality.
Right.
But that, I was going to say something, but it's Diego here that is the expert in football or soccer. So I should keep my mouth shut.
Well, the point is that there's a lot of, we think of Argentina as just kind of one thing, but it's like America. It's many little things.
Even a family is just like that.
Yeah.
In a family you have five members and they're all different.
Yeah. So now, have you ever, since walking away from the sitcom Juana and Her Sisters, have you ever gone back to TV?
Did I? I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
No.
You're not even really in your own videos in a kind of regular way. We always see you, when we see you, altered or some kind of...
Well, there are some people that are very... I don't know if it's a matter of confidence or what, but there are people that just...
Right.
Go on the video, and it's just me, and okay, and I really...
I'm so glad we have that on video.
And I don't know, I feel... I don't know. There's something that I should learn, but I couldn't still, that it doesn't matter. And I like when people go on stage and they have amazing outfits, and I say, oh, that's really cool. But then if I do it, I feel so ridiculous that I can't. I wish I could. I will. I will someday.
Someday.
Yeah.
But not today.
Not today.
Juana Molina with us, with her band here in the Soundcheck studio.
I'd like to thank you for having us. And I'd like
to. We always love to have you here.
Thank you. Well, thank you for that as well. And I'd like to thank Odin and Diego for being such good companions on the road, and also
does he do that a lot? Does he comment on your what you're saying with his drum kit?
Yeah. So what are we doing today? Well, drummers. Yeah. I don't know. Like that. But he's
why don't
so
you
good
put them back to work then?
Give
them something to play. You want to do Sindones next?
Okay.
Which means without gifts, right?
It means that you're not gifted.
Not gifted.
Not gifted. Mm. Yeah, not that you're not receiving
presents. That's a little different from what I had thought.
It's when when you're born without gifts.
All right. The album's called Alo or Halo. It's the latest from Juana Molina, and this song is on it. It's called Sindones.
Cuando vi la pared de más lentas. Cuando vi que quemaban los nodales.
Oh,
That's good stuff. From Juana Molina and the band, and a song called Sin Donas, which you'll find on her latest album, Alo or Halo. And I'm going to give the last word today to a commenter from Buenos Aires. I was looking back at your 2009 performance here in our studio, and Nico from Buenos Aires sent in a comment on our webpage, and he wrote, Juana Molina just breaks my head into a million pieces. Okay. Her conception of music, melodies, and harmonies are blissfully unique.
Well, and thank you.
That was 8 years ago that, that Nico wrote that. And I think, you know, this... he does do that everywhere. Yeah, he does that. Comment with his drunk kid on everything.
That's this, because he doesn't have a mic.
This new album is absolutely, it's a bewitching record.
Thank you so much.
And I use that word advisedly in this case.
Yeah.
And really great to have you and Diego and Odin back
thank
with us
so
here
much.
Today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Follow us at Soundcheck on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram at Soundcheck Radio. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.